Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Shot clock is off. They'll run it out. The Thunder have taken the NBA by storm. For the first time, the NBA champion resides in Oklahoma City. A storybook season is complete.
The NBA Finals concluded last night. Hugh, we got a champion. The Oklahoma City Thunder.
Congratulations.
Win it in 7 over the Pacers. There was a brief moment last night. I thought T.J. McConnell was going to win the NBA Finals MVP when Indiana made that a close game without Halliburton, who unfortunately got hurt last night. But there's a lot to unpack. We'll get back to your phone calls here on the Phils in just a couple minutes. Hugh, there's a lot to unpack with what this series and what the reality of the Thunder winning means. Because I think, from a Sixers perspective, you could look at this one of two ways. And I'm curious which way you come down on this, right? So there's the one side of it, which is the East is wide open next year, right? Halliburton got hurt and tore his Achilles last night. He's probably not going to play next season or might not play till the end of next season. So that's that. Jason Tatum tore his Achilles 2 rounds ago. Same situation for him next year for the Boston Celtics. Dame Lillard tore his Achilles, which is just a strange, crazy coincidence. All three of those guys tore their Achilles in the postseason. So you have three of the top players in the conference on three of the top teams in the conference, one of their best players, if not their best player, out for pretty much all next season. I mean, there could be a school of thought inside the Sixers, offices right down the road that, hey, we should try to run it back and go for it and add players in the draft and in free agency to help us win next year. That's school of thought number one. School of thought number two is, look at what the Thunder just did. With the youngest team in the league, that's how you build a champion, and we got to think big picture on this. Hugh, what side of the coin did you think about when you saw what happened last night? Hey, the East is wide open next year, or hey, it's the Thunder won the title by building a young, deep team?
That was a thought, because it don't feel like too long ago that a lot of people felt the way to build a team was to build a super team.
Yep.
Try to get as many good players as you possibly can.
Specifically veterans.
Well, yeah, veteran guys, and build that way. It takes a little bit of time, but when you look at OKC, you look at Boston, I'd even throw the Knicks in there for the most part. Like, teams are not going to the big three, if you will, anymore. They're taking their time, and they're getting the right pieces, and they're building it the right way. OKC was one of the better teams all year long.
Well, they were the best team all year long.
Well, yeah. And so much so that Charles Barkley pointed it out. He was saying, nobody wants to talk about them because they're not the niche team. They're not one of the legacy programs or whatever. So, yeah, I think that's the way you do things. And the tough thing about that is when we talk about the Sixers and where we are with this team, Daryl Morey is the leader. And I know that there's a lot of people that feel like, his track record speaks for itself. But since I've been here, he's had a lot of missteps. He's had quite a few. And I understand that, you talk about the longevity and how long he's been around, and he's not that – he's a good basketball guy. But when you look at the way that he's built the team here or tried to build a team here, Still ain't gave you no reason why he gave Joel Embiid all that money with that bad wheel that he had. And we don't know what we're going to get from Joel Embiid. So I'm more of the mindset of building this with the young cats.
I agree with you on this. Let me say it this way, because I know there's – I mean, I saw the same thing everyone else did last night. Halliburton goes down. It's unfortunate. I felt bad for him. He's going to miss next season, right? That takes the Pacers from what they were this year, and it obviously makes them a lesser team next year. The same thing with the Celtics without Jason Tatum and we know the Dame Lillard and the Bucks. I hope the Sixers avoid the trap of trying to go win the title next year. Mm-hmm. The best way the Sixers can win a championship is to stop trying to win a championship. If they go all in on Embiid and George again, I mean, come on, guys. It's not going to work. It's not. It's going to work for someone in the East, right? It is open next year. I'm not disputing that. It obviously, those injuries create that. Mm. It would not be smart by the Sixers to... I'll just use it for Wednesday night. Because they could pick a whole bunch of different players. If they take a player that is more ready to win next year but is not the right fit down the line, what are we doing? It can't just be for next year. It can't be.
It kind of has to be.
No!
No. So, look, the whole injury thing, the Halliburton thing last night, the Dame Lillard thing, not that the Bucks were at the top of the East.
But they're a good team.
The uncertainty with Giannis. And then Jason Tatum, like you said it, the East is wide open. It's just the Knicks right now.
Yes.
And not that I have any grand delusions of having all this confidence in the Sixers right now and Joel Embiid and Paul George, but if they are to move off of those two, they're probably going to have to sacrifice some of their future to do that anyway. Like, they might have to give up picks just to get off of these guys.
They could.
They're probably stuck with that next year.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have a choice but to go try and capitalize on a wide open East next year. I think it's perfectly set up for Daryl Morey to tell us and to convince himself that they're just one more year of trying with this thing.
I know, but they're not as good as Cleveland. They're not probably as good as I don't even know if they're good as Tobias Harris Pistons from this past year who took the Knicks. We got to stop thinking small picture. We got to think big picture with the Sixers. Last night, I think you're right on this, Hugh. The takeaway is not that the Pacers are banged up for next year. The takeaway is, how did the Thunder win the title? The Thunder won the title by drafting and developing young players. That's it. I mean, the next Sixers championship team is not led by George and Embiid. It's not.
But the Thunder didn't look like the dominant. I get they were good in the regular season.
They win 68 games.
I know, but they looked so beatable in the postseason. That was such an easy path for the Pacers and them to get to the NBA Finals and win it.
It was, but I don't think it was an accident.
It doesn't feel like it's so jammed up at the top that the Sixers couldn't break through.
No, I know, but
it's the Sixers part that's bugging you. I get it.
It's the Sixers.
Of course. Yeah, I understand that. But I'm not looking at the top of the NBA right now and being like, wow, how are we going to take down the Oklahoma City Thunder next year?
Oh, I mean, the Sixers don't have a chance against the Thunder.
Well, they didn't this year. That was obvious.
They wouldn't next year either. You think Joel Embiid could play in that series? Seven games up and down the court against that swarming defense?
You can't believe
that
it's the second round.
I know. I think there could be a thing in the back of Morey's head hey, it's open. It's wide open. And I just hope he avoids that and picks the right young player. And their eyes should be on 3 years from now. 2-3 years from now.
Yeah.
Maxie, Jared McCain, and the kid
and the
they take
guy.
It through. Yeah, that's it.
I think that's the way to do it. And I think that when you talk about Maxie, emerging the way that he has, Jared McCain, before he got hurt, looked like he was going to be a player.
And then this third pick.
Yeah, that's the route you need to go so that you let these young cats grow together and you can be competitive that way. That's the formula now. I think that the fans, for the most part, if you do it that way and if you build it the right way, they'll be okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's going to be a different kind of interest and excitement for the team if they go through 2 or 3 years where they're not, going into seasons thinking they're going to win a title. But there'll certainly be less disappointment at the end because the last 6 or 7 years have been a lot of excitement and hype, and they don't deliver on it. 215-592-9494. You could chime in on the end of the finals and how you think it affects the Sixers here. I just hope they don't try to we could. Halliburton's hurt. The East is open,
is open.
But that's not for them. It's not for them. Do you think the Sixers?
Hold on. Did you think the East was open for the Pacers this year?
I did not.
Okay.
Right, but the Pacers have players that are at least Halliburton.
They said into the form. They're the formula that we're talking about. When you talk about young team, young players, and trying to build it the right way, they fall into that.
I just don't want to chase maybes. I want to chase. Yeah. I want to chase.
But that's what everyone's doing. Like, wasn't it just last year you were saying not even worth trying? The Celtics are at the top of the East. And granted, for the Sixers.
It wasn't.
It wasn't worth it. But for everyone else, it was.
I know. Well, the interesting part is this is, what, the seventh different champion in 7 years in the NBA?
That's a beautiful thing, though.
It is actually embarrassing. Like, if I told you this 7 years ago, and then said to you the Sixers would come nowhere close, you would say, come on, Joe, that you'd be being pessimistic. That's exactly what happened. Seven different champions in 7 years, and the Sixers somehow didn't come close with all the assets they had back in the day. I don't know. I mean, I did say this last year about the Celtics. It does feel like the Thunder are set up to be really good for a really long time.
That's what we thought about Boston last year.
I don't know if anyone's been set up like the Thunder. Though, but they have like all these picks the next coming years.
Okay, but things change.
Yeah, and the Sixers are going to change. Joel Embiid's going to change. Paul George's not going to be a loser. No, you're not convincing me on this. All right, let's go to Ryan in Bucks County. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hey, Ryan.
How you guys doing, Hugh?
What's going on, man?
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on? So, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
You scare me.
Why? But I don't scare many people. I'm not a scary guy.
Well, it's just like the way you're always up and down, like most Philadelphia fans.
Mm-hmm.
One day, like, you're so out on something. Next day, you're so in. And then, like, most of the times you want to make big trades, like in the past with Juan Soto.
Oh, yeah.
Pete Alonso.
You'd love it, yeah,
and
of
then,
course.
Like, and then it's just like you're always changing your mind, and it just makes my heart race.
Well,
I'm
not trying to hurt your heart.
What you're thinking.
I know. What's up? New information. I have new thoughts, Ryan. We just beat the Mets 2 out of 3. I mean, we couldn't beat them for a year, and then they just came here, and we won a big series. I mean, that's the way my mind operates. I'm like an airline pilot, Ryan. I got clouds over here. I got clear skies over there. We're gonna change what time we're gonna get there. I'm just changing my mind.
Like the Philadelphia Phillies. I know we just won like an important series.
Yep.
But and then like the guy earlier talked about our approach changing this year, which it has. But the thing is, I do have to live a little bit in the past because we've seen a little bit of the past this year also. When the Phillies are hot, they're hot. And it's the whole lineup, and it's like everybody. But then when they go on a cold stretch, it's like they're bipolar. It's like everybody's struggling at the same time. It's not just like one or two guys when they're struggling. And then we never see anybody pick each other up when they're struggling. It's like the whole entire lineup simultaneously struggles. So I just can't believe in this Phillies team, even though they show excitement at times and show a lot of good stuff, because – even this year, we've seen what they are in the past. When they struggle, it's everybody. And then, like, you see Alec Boehm, when he struggles,
mm-hmm.
that's how the whole lineup is, not just because of him, but, like, when he does struggle, he struggles bad, and it affects him on the whole field, even defensively.
Well, you're right, and his year has been...
That's how the whole lineup is. That's how they are as a whole lineup.
Well, and his year has been a microcosm of that. I mean, he was awful in April, and then I would say since around May 1st, he's probably been one of the better hitters in the National League. I mean, I haven't looked.
Absolutely.
I haven't looked recently, but he's got to be hitting like 320 since the start of May. I mean, he's hit a lot. So that Ryan, it's interesting because they are up and down, but certain things about their team are like the bullpen stinks almost all the time, and the starting rotation is good almost all the time. It's the offense that kind of fluctuates here, and then everything else flows off of that.
I agree with that. But because they're so streaky as a lineup, even when they show excitement and doing good things, when it's bad, it's bad. It's not just one or two guys. It's everybody. It's everybody. And when it comes, and it's like they don't just go on one or two losing streaks. Like they don't just lose one and then win one, lose one. It's either a five to eight game winning streak, and then suddenly, right once they start doing bad, it's a seven game losing streak. It's like they can't, like, it's not like one game losing, win two, win one, and then lose three, and then win five. It's either a losing streak or a winning streak all the time with this team. And when it comes to the playoffs, when they lose one, are they going to end up losing four in a row?
Well, unfortunately, that's how they go out. I mean, that was last year, right? When they lost game one, it took the win out of themselves. Ryan, we appreciate the phone call. I don't think what he's saying there is wrong, Hugh. I mean, a lot of that is factual. They've been up and down.
Mm-hmm.
I do think we're not giving them enough credit for getting out of the bad quickly. I mean, they've done it all year, right? They've had tough stretches, and then they've played well. And they have a tough stretch, and then they play well. They haven't let it become... Like, the way they played from July on last year was pretty down. We just tried to sugarcoat it. They haven't played like that for an extended period.
Yeah, but we've also seen stretches where the key guys that we've had, they come up short, especially in that playoff series against the Mets.
It's a different atmosphere. You're living in the past.
No, but that's a part of it, because a lot of these guys, we're gonna have to depend on heavily when it comes down to the stretch.
Yeah, of course.
And I think it's boding well for them now to get a lot more comfortable in their new approaches now, so that when they get to the postseason, because they're going to postseason, let's just be honest about
I think so, but I wouldn't say it's a lock that either the Mets or Phillies both make it. The wild card is good.
I mean, I think the Phillies make it.
Right, but there's one game separates the Mets and Phillies. So if the Mets aren't a lock, the Phillies can't be a lock.
No, but I think the Phillies are in a good space. I think they're in a good space now. And I hear what you're saying, because you know we were talking about some of the wild cards might go to the West. So, there's that. But I think they're in a good spot right now. But they just have to be. They got to keep it going. That's the biggest thing for me. Is just keep it going. Keep keeping the approaches that you have, and just keep your head down. Keep your nose to the grindstone, if you will. Mm.
They're such a lock.
I wouldn't say they're a lock.
They are a stone cold lock.
I would not call it that. I would call it a very high likelihood.
Now we're arguing about the lock.
Yeah, well, are the Mets a lock?
Mm. No.
They're one game over the Mets.
We're better than the Mets.
But right now they are, yeah. They were not a week ago.
Look at this pitching staff. You're going to tell me this is not a lock.
So the way
they're playing right now. Like, the worst stretch of the season was they lose to 9 of the 10.
Yeah.
That's in the rear view.
I want to review the lock thing once we get to the All-Star break. If they get through this stretch.
Now, who didn't take the pledge?
No.
You sound a little nervous.
No, that's not pledge activity.
It is pledge activity. Joe.
I've said this.
Put up a poll, Kyle.
Well, yeah, today's a good day to put up a poll. The Phillies are locked for the playoffs. So they just beat the Mets. Yeah, people are going to say yes.
I took the play.
I've been saying this since March. I don't know if they're a lock for the playoffs. My point is this.
You have been saying it.
If they get through this stretch and they're playing at this level when they get through it in the All-Star break, they won't have a tougher stretch the entire season than they have coming up starting tomorrow through the All-Star break. If they get that still in first place, I will call them a lock.
The second place in the East team, the Mets right now. Three games up on the last wild card spot.
So the Phillies are four.
Yeah.
That's not much.
It's a lock.
That's not a lock. Four games is not a lock.
Okay, so the Padres are probably going to take that third spot, I would think. I don't really trust the Brewers.
With the Padres in the next three weeks.
Sure. I don't trust the Brewers. Don't trust the Cardinals. Yeah. Don't trust the Reds. Don't trust the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, so, I'm going to, yes.
Couple things. I don't trust Diamondbacks either. I'm with you on that. We do not have the tiebreaker right now against the Brewers, right? They beat us three in a row here. We got to play them at some point in Milwaukee. We got swept by them here in that disaster series a couple weeks ago. The Reds, we haven't played yet. We haven't played a lot of these teams yet. Pitching's good.
94 WIP. Breaking news.
Good news.
It's a Flyers move.
Oh, we got.
Flyers got Trevor Zegras.
All right. I need your first take on this. The first take you see the news, it is?
I think it's a... Well, I'll say low risk, high upside type of thing. I mean, he sort of took the league by storm by having all these fancy goal scoring moves and stuff. Hasn't really quite lived up to that first season that he had.
So he's a highlight guy?
But he is a highlight guy. Can play center. He's young. I mean, maybe
24.
I think he's probably like a second line type guy.
Okay.
But Look, if he realizes potential, you compare him with Michkov. I think that's a pretty fun move.
How was he acquired?
I believe they just traded for him.
Oh, okay. We found out compensation.
All the details.
Okay. So they're trying to build, like, that's the way you build teams, not with the young cats. Right. The young Thundercats.
Yeah, I mean, can we let the Flyers be good before we start comparing teams how they should build to the Flyers? I mean it's been a while. I mean, Hugh.
You know who we probably need to ask? I don't know if anybody has his number.
Jonesy?
Well,
I mean, everyone here has his number.
I don't have his number. I was thinking Broads myself.
Oh, well, yeah. Broads, I'm sure Broads has a strong opinion on it.
Yeah, just like you say, Broads, yeah. He's probably all excited about the move or whatnot.
Well, but is Broads still the number one trusted Flyer source in this town after Al roasted him during that debate?
Yeah.
Roasted him?
Yeah, he lost to Al in the debate. They had a debate.
Al's an OG, though. Al's an OG.
Yeah, but
guy.
I think a lot of people thought that Broads had taken the mantle from
Well, yeah, you know what? With that being said, I probably should ask Al.
You already gave your opinion on this. You think Broads has surpassed Al. I mean, that's really the take of this segment.
That's why
you did.
I retract that.
You can't. Don't you know how this works?
No, but
once you say it on the air, it's forever.
No, because, you know, Al has been kind of, I guess it's summertime, Al. Al's been kind of chilling a little bit.
Al's on every weekend. I hear him all the time.
Summertime. I haven't seen Al. That's all I'm saying. I haven't seen Al.
Who do you see? I mean, we're here with the same group of people all the time.
I mean, every now and then it changes. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get out of this and y'all just saying,
yeah, you're stuck.
You're stuck.
Y'all going to let me off
the headline here is, forget the trade. Broads has surpassed Al Morgani as top hockey guy at WIP.
Al, if you're looking at it, I didn't.
You said it out loud. Marlon is up on WIP. Marlon claims to have some inside info on the Phillies. What do you got, Marlon?
Bro. Hey, Joe. Yeah, man. Let me tell you something, Joe. Listen. This is real information for the Phillies.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
We're not going to sit here and rush Bryce Harper back. And I'm going to tell you why, what they said. Because, number one, Otto got the play. And from what I'm told, he ain't moving.
How been the Cowboy fan telling us about the Phillies?
So, you know what I'm saying? And see, the thing is, we trying to win a World Series. So we're not moving this man. So we already told Boy Wonder over here, bro, the man ain't moving, so you're going out still because this man bad is just as good as yours. You dig me? And right now, we winning without you. Now you either you want to participate, you can.
Who told him this? Phillies or you?
This sounds like, Marlon, this sounds like a lot of reckless speculation.
This is
reckless speculation.
Me and the Phillies talk a lot, bro, and I'm just letting you
know. What are you, Herb?
Like the Fanatic or Dave Dombrowski? Who are you talking to?
Well, Dave got a lot to do with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's
why
if you see what he said, Bryce can come back when he wants. You know what I mean?
He did say that. He said he's cleared, yeah.
I mean, he's clear. So, you know, like if you sit and the doctor say you clear, you're going to get on that station, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right.
Somebody going to tap you on the shoulder, tell me, bro. Did the doctor tell you clear? Okay, so you get what I'm saying. But don't act like you don't know.
Well,
you know
I'm questioning who you're talking to. And I get your point, but like, who are you talking to?
Me, Dave, Topper, you know,
you talked to Topper? You talked to Topper?
Yeah, bro.
No, no.
And that's why we don't like when y'all be talking about firing him. Like, we know Topper can't make those decisions.
What have I done to deserve this?
Right, how about next time you talk to him, tell him to go get some bullpen pieces? I can't watch Romano and this crap, Joe Ross.
And this is the thing.
Stinks.
We our piece is looking good, right? But if you can't score one run with these bats, you're making us look bad. So I talked to the bullpen too. Like, no, bro, y'all got to get out there and start hitting. Like, you know,
you are talking out of your rear end, dude.
It sounds like
to understand it, bro. And right now, this team, right now, the way they is now, winning the way they winning, we can get a World Series without Boy Wonder. He could take the year off if
We're really letting a Cowboy fan tell us about the Phillies.
Well,
we're not.
I mean,
this is for pure
entertainment. We're letting them lie to everyone.
And see, we got to put this information out so that the players.
I wouldn't call it information as much as speculation.
You know, the players that's playing, you know, the players that played last night playing well.
Yeah.
So that y'all don't be kicking us up,
like how he
you know, talking
ignore.
About we stink, and y'all don't say nothing.
An agenda.
You know what I mean?
I got you. Yeah, Marlon, we appreciate it. Marlon calling and saying talks to the Dombrowski and Topper and the bullpen. I let me talk to the whole bullpen as well.
Yeah, right. That was crazy.
Kyle, I'm looking at the numbers for this this new Flyer guy.
Yeah.
So what happened here? So the goals is for his second and third year, 23 apiece.
Yeah, I mean,
We've gone backwards.
He has not come close to realizing his full potential.
But he's only 24.
Yes, but the potential, like the upside, is pretty massive.
So why do you... Now, obviously, we'll see what they get back. Why do we think Anaheim traded him?
Well,
Because so, I always wonder, like, we got this guy, like, oh, yeah, we're excited.
A young 24,
like, why would they trade him?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't have the answer. It doesn't look like we gave up too much, though. We give up Ryan Poehling, 45, and a fourth next year.
45 being the 45th pick
in
the draft?
Yeah, it's a very low risk and very high reward type signing.
All right. And listen, I mean, he's got a couple 20 goals, you know, 20 goal seasons under his belt, only 24 years old. I'll take it. Let's hopefully he could play here. 215-592-9494. We reacted to the Philly series win over the Mets, now in first place. It's time to be all in on this team being a contender. They checked a big box this week by beating the Mets. I'm feeling as strong and as good as I felt in the Phillies all year long. Hugh was trying to claim he took the pledge. Up a poll. Did Hugh take the pledge? Seriously. No one is voting his way. Obviously, he didn't. Tell me it's still June.
Attention.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, when we come back, what Topper said about Andrew Painter's timeline. It's interesting, especially when you combine it with the way Mick Abel has pitched lately. Could Painter be here soon? How much longer? Or maybe not as quickly as we think. That's coming up. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Also, someone here wants to tell me I'm wrong about the Sixers. I doubt that, but we'll discuss it. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Are you all in on the Phillies now? After they beat the Mets this weekend, 2 out of 3, I am. And I'm not trying to pretend they're no flaws. They need help in the bullpen. We know what the Phillies are. But they are a good team. And they're a team that has been more good than it's been down this year. And they just checked the box that I've been waiting for a year. I hate when they lose to the Mets. I hate when Mets fans come here and cheer. Saturday was atrocious when they were hitting all those home runs in a row, but the Phillies did it on Friday. They did it last night. Wheeler, and I agree with what Kyle said earlier, he didn't have his best stuff Friday. Still dominated. So that's why Zach Wheeler is obviously a top two athlete in this city, because he goes out there without his best stuff, dominates a good lineup. Yeah, that's what we try. Wheeler's a top two athlete in the city, like we said last week.
Okay.
Yeah.
You see, when we have these conversations, it tends to go down the rabbit hole, and then we have a whole other conversation.
No, I'm just pointing out why I had him as a top two athlete.
That's fine.
Because he just shut the Mets down on Friday.
Yeah, okay.
Always dominates.
Okay.
Having one of his best years. I mean, again, just Wheeler's awesome. Lizardo last night doing his thing.
I like the glasses that he wear, too. That's pretty cool.
Lizardo's? Yeah. You know he doesn't need those?
No, he was wearing it for aesthetics, right?
So he
looks cool.
He likes the way he feels when he wears them.
Yeah, he feels like a superhero.
I think it's like the opposite of Superman.
No, it was almost like when the Green Lantern went through a phase where he wore glasses for a little while.
You think he's going through his Green Lantern phase?
He's going through his superhero phase.
Yeah. I think he should wear them the whole year.
It ain't going to be long now for the Superman movie to come out.
What's that, July what?
11th? That sounds about right.
Is that like a night one you're there?
I think so.
Because you've been on the trailer for a while.
Well, because it's interesting because a lot of the I'm just wondering how they're going to introduce a lot of these different characters. Mm-hmm. This is a lot of characters in this movie. And a lot of people think it's going to suck. So I just want to see it for that.
I'm up for a good Superman movie. It feels like we haven't had one in a while here. All right, before we go back to the phones on all things Phils, are you all in now? The Bryce Harper situation, should he push to come back or just chill out until the All-Star break? And, of course, the Sixers. Does what happened in the NBA playoffs with all the injuries in the East, Thunder winning it, change the way you think the Sixers should approach this week with the draft on Wednesday night? What's going on with the back of this Phillies rotation? So here's what we know right now. We know that they moved Taiwan Walker to the bullpen, what was that, in mid-May? Right around the time that Abel arrived, and they thought they had something there, and they moved Walker. So I wouldn't say the Walker thing has worked out the way they wanted. I mean, Kyle, you were there Friday. That was a disaster when he came in.
Yeah, it wasn't fun.
Yeah, that was, uh-oh, kind of situation. His stuff really hasn't played up. And I don't feel like they found a good role for him. I don't even, what is his role in the bullpen? He's not really high leverage or back end. He pitched in the sixth inning on Friday night he came in? I just feel like it's just been a blah transition from the rotation to the bullpen for Taiwan. So he's kind of on the shelf because he's now only pitching one inning at a time. Then you have Mick Abel, and we'll get to him in a second. But, of course, like this whole Andrew Painter thing. And we keep waiting. They said July-ish. Today is June 23rd. But listen to Rob Thompson over the weekend. It does not sound to me like they are chomping at the bit to bring Painter up anytime soon. Here is Topper over the weekend on Painter.
How much have you seen Painter to this point? I mean, obviously, you've seen video, but how much have you seen him? Do you have a handle on what he is now as opposed to what he could be in July?
Not really. I mean, I've seen the tape. I've seen him throw spring training games a few times, but actually once. He got hurt against Minnesota.
Protection there?
I hope not. I've seen his BPs and things like that. I'm just going off of what, a lot of times, what other people tell me, what they report to me. And, I think the poise is very good. The composure is very good. He stays healthy and he's pitching well, then he deserves to be.
We're working on durability right now.
Yeah, making sure he's healthy.
All right, so Hugh, you listen to that. Originally, this was a July-ish timetable, which we're getting very close to. Right? July is next Tuesday, is July 1st?
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound to you like a manager and a team that's prepared to call him up very quickly? Doesn't sound like it to me.
Nah, it sounds like they're pleasantly surprised with what they have right now, and they're kind of slow playing a little bit.
Also, he hasn't pitched great. I mean, let's just call for what it is. He has made, I'm looking at the numbers now, 8 starts in AAA. He has a 4.5 ERA. It feels like they're waiting for him to almost force their hand to get him
here.
Well,
yeah, because it's really not a sense of urgency. It doesn't feel like he did a few weeks ago when we were talking about this, with Nola and not knowing what Ranger was going to be.
So I would agree for now. I think this is going to become a thing pretty quickly, though. I don't like the way Abel's trending. Abel gave up 3 home runs in a row on Saturday. It's like the one down part of the weekend was the way Abel pitched. And I just get a feeling that the league has kind of got a book on Mick Abel now. I'm not sure how much longer they could just slow play the Painter thing. Like, would you be surprised if Abel struggled the next few outings? I would not.
You know what's funny? Because when I was putting together, my parlays, and I brought it to the people, somebody said something. It was in my comments, and they said something about he started pitching batting practice. Like, they have a little bit of a book on it.
Mm.
And it felt like that this weekend. People felt like they had his number.
Well, he's given up an enormous amount of home runs lately. Yeah. It's been crazy. I think it's 7 home runs in 23 innings. That's a lot of home runs.
It feels like he's been getting by on pure luck.
Yeah, solo home
lately.
Runs.
Right. And just, limiting the damage in general, whether it's solo home runs or letting traffic on the base, like anything like that. I don't know what they do here with the Painter thing, but I think the best thing they can do for them is stop letting Abel go out there, keep his value where it is right now. I don't know if they need to do the snip snap thing with Taiwan Walker, but maybe put him back out in the rotation.
Oh wow.
But Abel's
the reemergence of Taiwan?
Abel's hurting his value by continuing to go out there, and they need to keep him valuable so that they can trade him.
Yeah, so the rotation feels like it's two different things to me. The top 4 are awesome, right? Like every game those 4 guys go out, Wheeler, Luzardo, Sanchez, Suarez, and it feels like we're going to get a good start. And then that 5th spot feels tricky right now. Abel had some good moments, but it feels like the league's catching up. They don't seem to think Painter's ready. Kyle's throwing out to bring Taiwan back. So Abel has 3 starts until the All-Star break. I looked this morning at kind of how it plays out. My guess is they're just going to try to get him through the three starts and then reassess this thing at the All-Star break. But, man, I wish Painter was more ready. It seems like they don't actually think he's ready.
Yeah, I mean, but like I said, is right now, it doesn't feel like it's a sense of urgency. And we're still figuring out what Nola has, like 6 weeks with a cracked rib, at least.
Well, so what was it, 2 weeks ago? He told us 2 months. So, yeah, August.
Yeah.
August.
Yeah, so it's one of those things where you're kind of in a good spot right now. I mean, it's no, you don't need him right now. So, yeah, you can slow play it a little bit.
You can, for now. I think Kyle's right on Abel. It would not surprise me if we wake up next week and it's like, uh-oh.
What's the worst that can happen? Taiwan goes in there and pitches like Mick Abel does as a starter. But is that worse than Abel totally tanking his value?
So would you send Abel back down? Like, what are we doing with Abel?
Bullpen?
So switch the roles? Swap him in Taiwan. You're the Taiwan whisperer around here.
Well,
yeah, you tell us who.
I've been told, I've never pitched, let me say that first, but I've been told.
We saw it.
Well,
last June at Citizens Bank Park, and then we all know is still on the ground.
Then, pitching might be generous, though.
Okay, yeah. If that's the case, then the mentality is
spiking
different.
The ball, yeah, yeah.
Why are we still talking about that? But just saying, the mentality is different. You know, the ramp up, you got to change your approach.
Yeah, well, of course.
Because you're going longer. Now, that sounds weird to say, but you get what I'm trying to say.
Not quite back-to-back.
It's not back-to-back, but it's just going a little bit longer.
Oh, Taiwan could do it. Just start him in the first inning and see what happens. Yeah. By the way, you can't use the football player excuse for the first pitch. I saw a video of Ross Tucker throughout the first pitch of the Reading Phillies. Nailed it. Strike. So what happened to you?
Can't say nothing bad about Ross.
Well, no, I didn't ask you anything about Ross.
I mean, I'm just saying. I'm
telling you, another football guy.
That's fine.
Around the same age, he nailed the first pitch.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, and you had a divot down in.
Probably practiced a little bit, too.
Might have injured Aaron Nola.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot it's your fault for that. That's on you. All
that's
right.
What we doing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we are doing that. 215-592-9494. David in Westchester's up on WIP. Hey, David.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Hugh.
What's
hey,
up, David.
How you doing?
What's up,
hey,
man?
Hugh, did you get your Corvette?
No, I didn't. I did not, because you know what it was, David? I didn't go see if I could fit in it. That's what I did. You know, before you step off into a major purchase like that, you gotta make sure you can actually get in it.
Looking at Stingray or ZR1?
The ZR1, as a matter of fact, we had the Chevy dealers here not too long ago, and they were talking about the new ZR1s. I think it was called the ZR1X, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Yep, you're right.
They're not making too many of those. So they're like, you know, it might be kind of hard to get.
Damn, so, I want your money, Hugh.
Listen, Dave, I can't, you know, kids coming back home or whatnot.
Pockets lighter?
Yeah, but if it's weed money.
Definitely lighter with that.
Hey, Joe, but if we start getting this we might revisit.
You're saying you might have a new source income soon?
If this new source income pop off, we might have a conversation.
Hey, Hugh Douglas is a businessman, that's for sure. If nothing else.
He watches that first. So, Joe, your argument... Hang on one second.
Speaking of working, we all do important things here.
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. How about that? I've been home for all this time and didn't get bothered till now. Your argument, Joe, is short-sighted.
What do you mean?
Because it is the pitching is what's keeping them in this race right now.
Yes.
And they always do good during the regular season. That's a given. You know, they're going to be good. Marsh will be up and down, you know, but they really haven't changed the core. This pitching staff is kind of like if you remember the four aces with Joe Blanton. You know, they're almost that good.
Yeah, they are. They really are. Yep.
They are, and that's what's keeping them afloat, and it's what's probably going to pitch them into the playoffs. But with core, what you're going to get is they're going to come up short for year number four. And if they make some tweaks at the trade deadline, like bring Crawford up and platoon him with Marsh, since Marsh is quote unquote on fire.
Well, but they're both left-handed, though. That's an awkward platoon. Awkward.
Okay, so let's get rid of Marsh and let's get rid of Ross and just give it to Crawford.
Well, you could, but I'm not sure. So I don't hate the idea, Dave, but I'm not sure Crawford will come up here as a rookie and hit as well as Marsh has hit the last month. I mean, Marsh has been pretty good last month or so.
But it's, it's not going to last.
Probably not.
Yeah, so, you know, that's why you can't be all in. And you also, I'll throw this back at you, you cannot be all in and then recheck your status at the All-Star break to see, you know what they're going to do.
You're all in. But I do think this is a year, and this happens sometimes, where there's going to be a really good team that misses the playoffs. And I don't mm-hmm. think it's going to be the Phillies, but someone's going to. I think there's a chance someone wins 90 games in the National League and misses the playoffs. So like,
right.
So that's why like the idea they're a lock for the playoffs. I don't believe that. Like the Mets and the Phillies, someone might miss the playoffs. They're both good teams.
Yeah, and I mean you're absolutely right. You know you're right on that count, but like I said, you're wrong about being all in, because you just can't. I mean, he needs to tweak something, and you're right about the relievers. They definitely could use, you know, two relievers, but I want to see an everyday center fielder out there. And you know, growing up as a young kid, I'm used to center fielder being the leadoff batter, because you know he's always the fastest, he's always this, he's always that. And I want to see that. I want to see an everyday center fielder out there. I don't want to see that direct that they've been just running out there for the last 3 years. You know, just give me a real major league ball player. And I don't think I'm asking for too much there.
Well, I don't think you are either. And David, we appreciate the phone call. So a couple things. We seem to have a lot of people today that want to upgrade in center field. I'm not sure it's as easy as you think to get an upgrade in center field. Like, now, I don't mean over Rojas. That you could upgrade over Rojas. I'm not trying to sit here and tell you Marsh is a great player. There's not many center fielders that are very good hitters. Like, it's just not many of them out there. Could they find an upgrade? Maybe. But you look across baseball, there's not many teams that have really good hitting center fielders. And, Hugh, if they have them, they are probably a good team.
They're not going to give them cats up.
So, I mean, I think it's more likely we find an upgrade over Kepler, like add to the left field situation. Mm-hmm. I think we might be stuck with the center fielder situation we have for this year.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the reasons why it's going to be important. Dave says something that I didn't even think of, the fact that the pitching has been about the same every year. It's just the hitting. We complain about the hitting going silent, the bats going silent around that course of the year. But to your point, if you could keep consistently doing what they're doing, they should be fine. Like the guys that we need to hit, the guys that we're counting on to hit, they should be fine.
Well, and they've had better approaches. I just think, you know, the whole year, when you look at Turner and Schwarber, they have been pretty consistently good, and it's carried the offense. Violet in Virginia's up. Hey, Violet.
Violet.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Violet.
Pretty good,
what's up?
Pretty good.
I am good. I'm just talking to you guys. I just want to chime in. I am totally in. I have never gotten off the bus. I mean, I know they're up and down, but that's kind of how the Phillies are.
Mm-hmm.
I think the pitching is outstanding right now. And, yeah, I understand the bullpen has its problems. But, you know, we're doing all of this without Harper.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I called this morning and said the same thing. I mean, I can only imagine a healthy Harper coming back. I don't know. I'm just very excited. And I am so loving Alec Boehm right now. I knew he was going to come around. Last year was not a fluke. Marsh, I think he's doing better. I'm really excited. Lizardo, oh my God, I was so happy for him. And oh my goodness. Oh my God, what's his name? I can't think of his name now.
What is he, what position does he play?
The pitcher. He was just,
Lizardo?
Gosh darn. No.
Wheeler.
It was the back injury.
Oh, Ranger Suarez. Ranger.
Yes. Yeah,
tidy
oh, my God.
Back.
How can I forget? Yes, Ranger. He is killing it. Oh, my God. He looks like freaking Ranger from the beginning of last year. He is. I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Violet, he looks like an all-star, even though he missed the first 5 weeks of the season. He pitches tomorrow. That's how good he's been. He's been amazing the last, you know, month and a half.
Oh, he's great. I think you cannot let him go. And, well, y'all already know about Schwarber. I think you keep Schwarber. You have to. He's insurance. He's going to age well. I don't care what anybody says.
I think he is, too. Yeah, some people look at him and think he won't age well. I think he's going to hit home runs forever. I think he's going to do very well. Violet, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, they had a graphic during the game last night about the three free agents, and they were kind of having a discussion of who they're going to prioritize.
Mm-hmm.
Schwarber, Real Muto, Suarez. I mean, I think it should be Schwarber, but there's no, like, losing any of them is not going to be easy for this team. They don't have another catcher that's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And Ranger Suarez, every time I dismiss him, the guy just pitches out of his mind.
I mean, but I remember one time when I was talking about trying to pay him right now, somebody told me I was delusional.
Well, and, yeah, I think someone said they didn't want to pay Ranger on the show.
They didn't want to pay. Yeah. Somebody said they didn't want to pay nobody.
Yeah, someone did say that.
Sign Ranger to a long-term deal.
No, he's not worth it. Yeah, long-term deal. Their voice cracked when they said it. That happened. That absolutely happened on this show.
I just like that I got a chance to do that.
You did. He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
Didn't nobody ask you to run that back? Didn't nobody ask you to do all that?
Oh, wait. You railroaded. You talk right through it. Can we hear Hugh's take on Trey Hendrickson, please? He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me.
The excuse me is the best part.
Because it's not. Wait a minute. We got to pay that
Let me tell you.
But compared to last year.
What I did.
You all right over there?
We got to play that one.
Yeah. Of course we do. I mean, that's what we do around here.
Man, tasty though.
What was that about?
That was the mint.
Yeah, that was not a good moment for you last week. Was that last week when you were in the mint?
It was during Juneteenth. I wasn't even supposed to be here that day.
It was your choice to show up. You know, if you choose to work on a holiday, you can't just show up and do whatever you want.
I mean,
you
still gotta follow the rules. I kind of thought that was the day. It was my day.
Yeah, well, but now we know what to expect next year on Juneteenth from you. He's gonna come in here and do whatever he wants. All right, let's go to Joe and Sharon Hill. What's up, Joe?
Yo, I'm speaking.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Joe.
So the Phillies. Mm-hmm. Do you think the Phillies are gonna be better this year or the last 3 years?
But. In terms of like their record, where they go in the playoffs, I don't know. What
I mean, just tell me.
Why? Well, but what is the record?
Talking about playoffs.
Well, they've gone in three different levels of the playoffs, so I would.
They sure did.
Yeah. So how do I answer the question?
I don't know. You tell me.
You talking about?
I'm not sure what the question is. If they get to the NLCS,
they're better this year or 3 years before us.
You mean when they went to the World Series?
Excuse me?
Yep.
Yeah, if you ask me right now, I guess they haven't won the World Series, Joe. I'm aware.
You're damn right they did.
Yeah.
They're getting it in early.
So, Joe, what is the point?
The point is this. The Phillies are the same Phillies that have been 3 years before this. Mm.
So you're hurt that they lost in the playoffs, and you don't want to let yourself get hurt again.
I don't care.
That's fine.
Yeah. I'm not hurt. I'm not doing this thing.
What is wrong with him?
He said he's not doing wrong with you.
Do you not see how they've played this year? Like, why are we worried about the past? This year they've beaten some good teams.
Because the past does what the past does.
Yeah, it traumatizes.
Yeah, so like, Joe, you're talking about 2022. Like, there's a lot of players in that team that are not here anymore. They had Gene Segura on that team. They had Noah Syndergaard. They had David Robertson.
He pulled hamstring coming out first base. Stop it.
What?
If you're going to embarrass yourself, do it right now.
Do it.
That's a great point, actually.
Yeah, I'm
with him on that, Joe.
I'm with him on the whole thing.
Talking about?
You know what he's talking. Joe, don't act like you ain't here.
Joe, are you all in on this Philly team?
Dom Gilio.
I'm trying.
Doesn't sound like it. You're bringing
up
3 years ago.
I'm working.
Well, you got to work because this is Hugh's fault, isn't it, Joe?
You're
listening to him.
No, it's not Hugh's fault.
I blame him.
What did I do?
You encourage
people. Tells me Joe here did it to himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying.
That's right.
So, Joe, I have a question.
Oh boy.
Yes, sir.
I'm just curious because I'm trying to get into wine now, and are you like a wine guy? Do you like wine?
Oh, I hate wine. I'll beer and hard alcohol.
Okay, so what is your drink of choice? Curious. Like, are you a bourbon guy or a vodka guy? I mean, your hard alcohol whiskey?
Definitely whiskey.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah. I'm with you on that. No, I was just curious because I thought Joe might have some insight because I drank some wine and I kind of enjoyed it and I'm just kind of curious.
Yeah.
We're both
red wine guys, Joe.
Yeah, I'm gonna work on my wine.
God, you guys are queer.
You know, often you will say to me,
did we duck that?
Well, of course. Absolutely.
I was okay with that.
No, we were not.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
It was our fault for letting that go as long as we did.
You know, often when this happens, Hugh looks at me and says, that was your fault. This clearly was your fault.
I thought Joe had some insight because I'm trying to.
Insight?
on. I'm trying to become more of a wine guy, and I there are certain questions like I've always told you you had to drink wine.
The lesson here is just avoid that, whatever that was.
Well, I'm just saying I've always heard that you're supposed to drink like red wine at room temperature,
yes,
right?
Yes.
But I'm wondering. Is it bad to chill it a little bit? I chill it?
So you could do whatever your preference is. I think it's better room temperature.
Okay.
I don't like red wine cold.
Okay.
That's just me. I mean, you could do what you want.
I'm just curious.
Yeah. I'm not going to judge how you drink your wine.
Yeah, and if anybody has some, you know, some wine suggestions.
What I'm going to judge is the people you ask those questions.
If somebody has
when
some
the calls
wine,
already off the rail.
Suggestions. Yeah. I mean, I'm willing
you didn't,
to take
it. You didn't see that coming?
It is 12:52 p.m. on a Monday.
But hold on.
I saw it coming. That's why I did it.
Guys, you're discounting a couple things. One, it's summertime, so the rules are off. Two, it's really hot out there. So maybe you're just trying to stay cool, okay? Sometimes you got to stay cool. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls here on the Phillies. Are you now all in? Can't believe the amount of people today that are not, that are just like Hugh, that didn't take the pledge. I got to look at the poll here. Did we really believe Hugh took the pledge seriously? I don't. Okay?
I think we need a break.
Yeah, I think we do too. All right. Rob Thompson, he called his shot after Saturday's game. We'll explain that next. Your calls. And later in this hour, we haven't done a good old school midday show investigation. We got one coming up on an NFL quarterback later this hour. 215-592-9494. Midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.